Japanese gardens explained. Japanese gardens are growing in popularity around the globe. North America has over 250 that are open to the public. Europe has some fine examples, as does Australasia. People from all over the world appreciate the beauty of a Japanese garden as soon as they set foot in one. Visitors are struck by their appearance, ingredients, manicured trees and shrubs, rock formations, bridges, tea houses, water features, lanterns, meandering pathways, viewing areas, religious meaning, serenity, history, gates, fencing, colours in the fall, koi ponds, and perhaps the most notable of all, that feeling of stepping into another world away from the stresses and strains of the day. The history of Japanese gardens stretches back hundreds of years. When Japan started trading with China, it was natural that the cultural exchanges would take place, and perhaps strangely to some people, gardening was an important part of the relationship between the Chinese and the Japanese. Japanese traders and high-ranking officials, including priests, absorbed Chinese culture, and that influence can be seen in Japanese art and gardens today. To the Japanese, gardens are living works of art. They are status symbols too, and even today, some of Japan's finest private examples remain closed to the public. As time went by, Japanese gardens became less exclusive and often were built in the simplest of ways at domestic residences. It is these smaller gardens that will provide our inspiration as well as your understanding of the design and development of larger, more complicated gardens and their significance in your garden ideas and project. Just by adding some stones or rocks along with some plants and shrubs, you can quickly have a garden area with a Japanese feel. You can add ornaments or bridges, bamboo fencing, trees, water features, pathways, basins, deer scarers. In fact, there is a long list of ingredients that will help you achieve your goal of an eye-catching, calm space with the authenticity you desire. With a little imagination and effort, your garden will be the envy of your family and friends, and they will want to know how you did it. You can have an indoor garden too, or one on a balcony or between two buildings in an unused space. I'm sure that you've had an eye on a space in your yard or garden to potentially turn Japanese.